Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Still getting text messages from people saying, you really did your mom's makeup in the funeral home? Her makeup and her hair. In fact, one of the last things I did before she collapsed was curl her hair for her because she had arthritis. And she said, I hate that you always have to do this. And I said, Ma, it's been the joy of my life to do your hair, help you with your makeup. So I felt when she passed that that was one last thing that I could do for her. My friend Renee helped. Renee lied, said she had met plenty of experience in it. She had none. And it's an emotional time. And that's also one of the costs that is factored in. When you go into a funeral home, let's face it, you're in an emotional state. And I feel like sometimes they can charge you whatever they want to charge you and you'll pay it. Melissa Dickey is a staff attorney for the Federal Trade Commission. Melissa, is there going to be a point where funeral homes will be required to start posting their prices online so we can make a decision before we walk into a place where we, you know, are somewhat out of sorts?
So let me start by saying that the commission right now has issued a advance notice of proposed rulemaking. And what that is that's really when we are, the commission is informing the public about things they are considering implementing, and we're seeking comment on that. So right now, we're seeking comment from the public. We want to hear from folks about whether it would be a good idea to, among other things, require at least some funeral providers to post their prices online or to hand out their prices through some electronic means. But no decisions have been made yet. We really do want to hear from folks.
And so when you say some funeral providers, is that one division of the funeral industry, or what are you speaking about there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the advance notice of proposed rulemaking seeks comment about a variety of different ways where funeral providers might have to post their price information online. So, for example, one of the things we are asking is should only funeral providers that already have a website be required to post their funeral prices online? Or should it be all funeral providers? And one of the reasons why we're asking that question is because anytime we, the Federal Trade Commission, thinks about enacting a rule or amending a rule, we want to find out the costs to businesses from doing that, as well as the benefits to businesses and consumers from making those changes. So, We do really want to hear from the public, including from the funeral industry, to hear if this would be a good idea or not.
Melissa Dickey is a staff attorney for the Federal Trade Commission. I would imagine if the Federal Trade Commission goes this far to seek public comment, it's because you've received a lot of complaints. This is a concern for a lot of people. Is that a fair assessment?
So in 2020, the Federal Trade Commission issued a regulatory review notice with respect to the funeral rule. And this is something we do for all of our rules every 10 years or so. When we ask the public, is the rule working? Should it be changed? Is it still needed? And in 2020, we asked about the funeral rule and we received 785 comments in response. The vast majority of those comments came from individuals, and most of those individuals asked the Federal Trade Commission to require at least some funeral providers to provide some form of online or electronic disclosure of their price information. Consumers said a variety of different things, but one common refrain we've heard is that currently under the funeral rule, funeral providers only have to give out price information if an individual goes in person to the funeral home and asks for the price list, or if a consumer calls the funeral home and ask for price information. There's no online disclosure requirement required because the rule was enacted in 1982 before online and email was really a thing.
Right.
So what we're hearing from consumers is that the pandemic really hit home. The consumers don't always have the ability to go to a funeral home and ask for a copy of the price list. And that's particularly the case when consumers are faced with an unexpected loss of a loved one.
Right.
At that point, consumers have to make really important decisions very quickly.
And there's no way to compare prices. And prices might be dramatically different from one funeral home in your town to another. And it would just be nice to not have to walk into each one of those places and have a conversation if you could just jump online and say, okay, apples to apples, here's what the prices are.
That's right. That's what we're hearing from consumers. And to be clear, some funeral providers do make price information available on their websites already. Mm-hmm. Or if you call up the funeral provider, they'll say, no problem, we'll email you the price list. But not all do.
And so, the funeral industry has very strong lobbyists, right?
They do have lobbyists, yes.
And you know, if you look at their stocks, some people would say that they're doing quite well, especially after what we have just been through. So you're seeking public comment. I would imagine that the lobbyists will weigh in on this as well.
Well, we do really want to hear from everyone. You know, we understand, you know, many funeral homes are small businesses. So we want to hear from everyone. You know, what impact would any proposed changes to the funeral rule have on consumers, on businesses, on everyone? This is the opportunity for comment to be had. People can file comments on regulations.gov, and that comment period is going to close on January 3rd, 2023. But if the commission does decide to amend the funeral rule, there will be additional comment periods available in the future.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. And you're right. They're small businesses and they do a job I can't imagine ever doing, you know, but I also understand being on this side of walking in and not really knowing what a price is and then, you know, being hit with a bill that is pretty stout. So thank you, Stephanie. So regulations.gov, is that the website?
That is the website where you can file your comment. If you go to regulations.gov and search for funeral rule, a page will pop up where you can easily file a comment, and I would encourage anyone with an interest in weighing in on this issue to reach out to us, because we do really want to hear from you.
We appreciate your input. Stephanie, that is Melissa Dickey, a staff attorney for the Federal Trade Commission. We appreciate that. Regulations.gov, just type in funerals. You'll find what you're looking for. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.